Well, welcome to West Virginia and our 2014 Saints training camp. If you excuse me, I've got a bit of a cold here. I want to begin by thanking Jim Justice and all of the great folks here who've provided us a great facility. It's exceeded our expectations. And I also want to acknowledge the welcome and the hospitality that we've received from the people of this region so far. We're excited to get started. We're excited to maybe create a few new fans in this area and hopefully have some of our fans from New Orleans come and visit us up here. We're going to be here for basically 3 weeks until August 14th. Then we'll travel back to New Orleans and we'll complete our training camp and our preseason. And so there'll be ample opportunity for our fans back home to come and see their team practice at the Metairie facility. So with that, any questions that you may have, I'm open to answer. Yeah, we're going to make that decision a little bit later here. So I'd rather not discuss the results of that. Yeah, that'd be likely. But we'll see. Yeah, look, we worked pretty closely with him. Our superintendent, Terry Ashburn, came up on a number of occasions and worked with him. But look, these guys have some fantastic golf courses here. I don't think they have any problem growing grass. So the fields appear to be in real good shape. We had some pretty heavy rain yesterday, and I thought it held it pretty well. There'll be some bumps and a few things that we need to adjust to, but... But look, the facility's in fantastic condition. Like I said, it's more than exceeded our expectations. Yeah. Well, yeah, a little bit. I don't know that I'm surprised that it got done. I guess I'm surprised at how well it was done, and this building that we have here is just perfect for us. The fields look fantastic. Look, until we get on them and we see how they hold up, there's still some things to be determined. But as we've arrived here and the things that we've done so far, it's been like I said, it's exceeded our expectations. Yeah, obviously that was a great thing for us to have done, and it's comforting to know that we've got Jimmy Graham for the next 4 years. And look, this is it's one of these deals that both sides wanted to get done, and it's just a process that we had to go through. Look, I think both sides are pretty pleased with the outcome. Yeah, I think for us, we're probably on the other end of that spectrum. Look, we'd probably rather not do those sorts of things and just, focus on ourselves and eliminate as many of those outside influences as possible. Look, I understand, why they're done. I understand the interest in them. But I think just, for our particular team and where we're at, we prefer not to be the subject of, a show like Hard Knocks or any of that All Access. Although, we have to do lots of things, and we do lots of things that give our fans a look at the inside of the Saints, but we do like to limit that and control it as best we can.
Given the unique nature of the way the process that Jimmy Graham played out, i.e. the grievance hearing,
yeah. I didn't think there was anything. Obviously, it was, each one of these things is unique, and obviously going to an appeal hearing over the position argument was unique, but otherwise it's just a negotiation. You know, we had a tough one the year before with Drew and 2 years before, and so these things happen. You know, all these negotiations are tough. You know, obviously when it's a high profile guy, there's more written about it, but those are personal issues for the players in particular. And look, we understand that. But that's behind us. We're glad to have it done. I'm sure Jimmy's glad to have it done. And look, he's where he wants to be. And obviously, you know, we have him under contract, which is what we wanted.
How is it possible to leave a situation like that when it's not?
I'm sorry, say that again. Well, you know, I don't know that I would describe that as messy. You know, there was just something, you know, there was an issue that had to do with the way the CBA was written that introduced some new elements to it. I didn't feel like that was really messy. I thought that was, you know, like it was a tough negotiation, obviously. But, you know, it ended well. Well, look, we've been tight against the cap for, you know, a few years from the last few years. That's a product of having a good team and wanting to keep, you know, the core of that team together. I guess I'd probably say, hey, we're comfortable being close to the cap. You know, we understand it. Look, we have long-range planning involved in that. And so, would I like to have a lot of cap space? Absolutely. But, you know, we haven't been in that environment for a few years and probably won't be in that environment for the next couple. But look, we'll be able to function and we'll be able to improve our team and I'm confident we'll be able to have a good roster on the field. Yeah, you know, man, I don't pay a lot of attention to that because no one said that in 2009 when we won the Super Bowl. They weren't saying we had the best roster, and yet that's, you know, in my mind, that was the best result the Saints have ever had. So that was our best team ever, right? So I don't pay a lot of attention to that. Look, you know, you still have to come together as a team. You have to have the right chemistry. You have the right things happen for your club. There's just so many variables that, you know, your roster on paper is kind of meaningless to us at this point. Hey, we like our team. We like the guys we have in our locker room and we love our coaching staff. And so, look, I feel like we've got a great chance to compete and going into this training camp, but there's a lot of variables. Let me get over here. Yeah, that's a good question. Look, we saw a talented guy who, you know, had some things that he had to overcome. And, you know, the great thing about Junior is that he has really matured as a person as well as a player. And I think our coaches would tell you that he's very coachable player. You know, he's a team guy. He practices hard every day, plays very hard in the games. And look, we get his best every day, and that's you know, allowed him to improve into a really good player for us, and a guy that I think is just going to continue to improve and get more notoriety. Yeah. Well, look, that was a give and take. Yeah, certainly that part was a give and take. You know, the length. You know, you're always talking about the length, the total amount of the deal, you know, the average per year, and the guaranteed portion. Those are the elements that get negotiated. And look, they're not independent of each other. They're all kind of tied together. So, you know, we were comfortable with 4 years, and obviously they were as well. I'll tell you in 4 years. No, I think this. Look, I think free agency is hard. You know, I think it's hard on players too. You know, it's not all roses, and yet, look, guys want to maximize their value. I understand that. I think every negotiation is tough in a lot of ways, and look, the only thing different about this was, you know, the magnitude of media coverage that it received because of the player that Jimmy is and the uniqueness of the argument about the, you know, the franchise tag. Look, we have high expectations for Mark, and we've seen a lot of good things from him in the past. You know, look, he's going to get lots of opportunities, and you know, he'll be a core player for us this season. You know, I discussed the reason why we didn't take the option on the last year previously, and it just has to do with market. But look, I expect Mark to do well, and you know, he'll get a nice contract, hopefully from us, but certainly from some team in the NFL. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, certainly anything's possible. We've done that in the past, and I think we've benefited from that. You know, I think the first year coming here, that's probably not something we wanted to take on being our first year here in West Virginia. But Sean and I will discuss that, you know, going into next year, and if an opportunity exists that we can do that, we certainly look at it. Yeah, I think a couple of things that went into our decision to come here is that, you know, first of all, we wanted to go do something different. I think that energizes your players and your staff when you do something different every 3 or 4 years. And the second thing was, look, we wanted to get to a place with a little cooler climate and see if that impacted our team in terms of, you know, the soft tissue injuries and some of the other things that we did. So I think those were the two factors and why we wanted to change venues. And then, obviously, once we got a look at this region and this area, it made a lot of sense for us. Right. Yeah, you're always looking to limit the distractions that you have in any given camp, and certainly this looks like a good place for that. Yeah, well, look, you know, I think the issue isn't rain so much as it is there lightning in the area. And so, obviously, if there's lightning, we're not going to be able to go outside. If it's, if the fields can hold up, we'll practice on the grass fields. And if not, you know, we've got a field turf field down here that we can do some things on. But we're anticipating good weather. Well, look, I'll let him describe that because he's the one that went through it. But, look, we have a great relationship. You know, he's a fantastic head coach, and we've worked well together. You know, our philosophies are very similar, and look, we've become close personally as well as professionally. And look, I couldn't ask for more from a head coach, and hopefully he feels the same. Well, it says he's a lot better shape than I am. A lot more courageous than I am, too. I'll let him speak to that conditioning test. But I can tell you this, it was tough. And so I was a little, I wouldn't say skeptical, because I know he's in good shape. But he put himself out there, you know, to do that. Yeah, I wouldn't call that real quiet. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that it's a lot different. Obviously, we had a couple issues, in the past few years. But look, this is a little more routine, I suppose. But there's always something, you know. We're changing venues for training camp, so there's a lot involved with that. obviously we had, you know, a free agency period to deal with, and the draft was later. So, yeah, I kind of felt like it was just a normal off season, but there, you know, there's never really normal. So, but I thought it was a good off season for us. Yeah, I think. Well, look, you know, the circumstances were different. We had a, you know, new coaching staff. You know, we wanted to get some things established. The rules were different. You know, and so it's just evolved. And you know, like I said, the venue change. You know, I think we understand more about the effect of heat, or at least we hope we do. And so some of those things come into play in that decision. Well, I don't know about the outspoken, but look, he's a, you know, a fantastic player for us, and had a great season a year ago, and we have high expectations for him. So I'll take all the, whether he's outspoken or silent, I'll take all that we can get. Yeah, you know, I don't really want to get into any discussion about that. But look, obviously we were comfortable with him, otherwise we wouldn't have signed him. Yeah, we did a physical on him. So yeah, look, we felt real good about his physical condition and where he'd be at when we began this this coming season. So, yes. Well, I don't know if there's a shortage here or not. You'll have to ask the people at the Greenbrier. So.